This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rose Marie Ontiveros. Date of birth is March the 18th, 1972. Case ID number 1982813. Date of exam, 4/5/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Dionisio Carvo III, dated 2/19/21. From Dr. Salvador Mendez, dated 3/27/19. And Dr. Iram L. Garcia, dated 8/5/19. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has been exposed to COVID-19 and has had the COVID-19 infection. She states that she has had fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. She did test positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. She received two COVID-19 shots and a booster in 2022. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old single female with no children, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, COVID-19, pneumonia, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked at a convenience store for approximately 7 years. She also worked at HEB, organizing food products, for 2 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She lives in a duplex by herself and is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, osteoarthritis. Number two, COVID-19. And number three, depression. History of allegations, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2019, she started having crepitus swelling sensation of both knees, as well as pain in her wrist, hand, and hip area. She was diagnosed with degenerative osteoarthritis, and x-rays were performed which confirmed this diagnosis. She has had intra-articular injections of both knees with steroid injections, as well as with lubricating gel to help with her arthritis, which has not resulted in resolving her problems of arthritis. The claimant is morbidly obese and appears to have difficulty ambulating. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk one half block slowly, stand for 5 minutes, climb 2 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep a room or button her clothes. The claimant has decreased strength, shaking, and decrease ability to walk at this time, although she says she could probably walk one half block slowly. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses at all times, and her physician is Dr. Salvador Mendez. She is presently taking Tramadol 50 milligrams QID for pain, which she states does not give her any relief. She does no other physical activity at this time, secondary to her knee pain. Allegations number two, COVID-19. The claimant states that on June 13, 2019, and in 2020, she was diagnosed with COVID-19. The claimant had a bronchitis and a pneumonia and was very ill. She states that she also has allergies. She states the shortness of breath can be precipitated by walking 1/4 a block, climbing a couple of steps, talking, resting, and sometimes seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. The last time she was in the emergency room was in February of 2022. She was hospitalized two times, once on June 13, 2019, and on February 3, 2022, for approximately 5 days. She was given inhalers and steroids, as well as oxygen for her condition. She was diagnosed with COVID-19, bronchitis/pneumonia x2, and has since recovered from this illness, although she states she still has fatigue and shortness of breath. Allegation number three, depression. The claimant states that in 2012, her mother passed away and she developed a severe depressive, a major depressive episode. She states that she was having crying spells, severe depression, decreased energy, sadness, feeling worthless, and she was very alone. She was started on duloxetine, 60 milligrams, QD, and bupropion, which she states didn't work. She's been recently started on duloxetine, and she states that she does feel a little different with this medication. She denies any suicidal attempts, and her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history, her father died of lung cancer. Her mother had insulin-dependent diabetes, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and a history of stomach cancer. She also has a sister and brother who had liver cancer. Medications, tramadol, 50 milligrams QID, levothyroxine, 125 micrograms POQD, Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, and duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD. Medical problems, depression, osteoarthritis of the wrist, hand, hip, and knee area, morbid obesity, history of COVID-19 x2, hypothyroidism, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, major surgery. The claimant had a puncture wound on the right lower shin area, which is 2 centimeters in length and in diameter, which is healing slowly. She's also had a cellulitis in that area, which started on February 17, 2022, for 4 days. An incision and drainage was performed on the wound. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that she did smoke marijuana when she was in high school, and her last usage was in 1990. She denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 327 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 143 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 48. General, This is a 50-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be older than her stated age and in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OG uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Can you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a right 2-centimeter shallow ulcer of the right shin area of the leg, which is being treated and appears to be healing slowly. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and the ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was unable to walk around the room without the cane. There was mild tenderness of both knees and some joint swelling was noted, as well as deformity of the right knee and of the hands. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, there is decreased range of motion of the lumbar spine, although the claimant appears to be able to flex 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, especially in the shoulder areas. And the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities, especially in the hip and knee area, secondary to morbid obesity and osteoarthritis. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, secondary to morbid obesity and osteoarthritis. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she does require a cane at all times in order to ambulate. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 2 plus bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, secondary to osteoarthritis of the knees and obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the hands and knees. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and field is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue, mainly secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and severe depression. Probable diagnoses, number 1, osteoarthritis dash being treated at this time, but appears to have severe osteoarthritis of both knees secondary to morbid obesity. More likely than not, we'll need surgery in the future. Number 2, COVID-19 times 2. Physical exam appears to be normal at this time. The claimant is suffering from fatigue and occasional shortness of breath, but physical exam is normal. Allegation number 3, depression dash being treated at this time appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Rose Marie Antivero.